Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So have you seen that ad? We're going to talk to somebody from the Alzheimer's Association about this after the news. I did not realize that they were in association with Chevrolet. I just thought it was a commercial. But it's one of these five-minute virtual commercials.
How is she?
Good days and bad, Lars. But the love is always there.
More bad days than good?
Some days is when she doesn't even recognize me.
So this is the scene at Christmas. The family is gathering, and there's Grandma sitting in the corner, and Grandpa is kind of updating everybody on the fact that she is most distant now. She has Alzheimer's, and she's just sitting in the chair. And when the kids come up to her, the grandkids, and try and give her a gift or engage her, she's non-communicative. And it's an all-too-familiar and such a sad scene, right? And as the day is unfolding, if you will, I mean, even the short version of this runs 2.5 minutes online, but the little vignette, this story is told in about a five-minute commercial. One of the daughters, maybe 20 years old, maybe an older granddaughter, I guess, decides that she is going to take Grandma for a drive.
Let's make today a good day.
Let's make today a good day, she says. They go out in the garage and they get out the old pickup truck that I guess she used to drive around in. It's a Chevy, of course. And then she takes Grandma for a ride and they see her old school, the shops that she knew.
Yes, Mom. And don't be too long.
So there they go out the door, coat around Grandma. And it's really lovely scene. It's just small town USA, right? There's where you had your first date. There's where you went to school. Sort of connecting Grandma to moments in her life that might yet resonate with her through that fog of Alzheimer's. And as they do so, Grandma seems to become more aware, more communicative with the daughter in the truck. So much so that by the time they get back to the house where the family has gathered, Grandma sort of come to life again.
Be careful.
I got it.
Watch your step. You got it?
I do.
You have it? All right.
I have it. You've always been the clever one.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Emma says, Merry Christmas. And so Steve Alexander sent it to me. Now, Steve can be sentimental. Pete sent it to me, and I didn't think Pete would be. My sister Mary did, and she's not. And I was just seeing a lot of chatter about it. And I thought that the heart of the ad is good. But I described it to family as a false bill of goods. That, in fact, if you take someone with dementia or Alzheimer's out for a drive, they're not going to come around, right? I mean, that's not how it works. And I was pretty surprised that they would do this. But I've since been told that the commercial was done in association with the Alzheimer's Association, and that, in fact, Steve Alexander sent me an article. There is a phenomenon where, given certain triggers, some people have this sort of cognitive revival, and they do become aware. I don't think it's permanent. My son's mother-in-law has had a form of dementia for a very long time, and it hit her at a very young age. It's quite sad. But when they play music from the 1960s, she knows all the words, and her eyes open up, and she sings. That's about all you get out of her, though.
How is she?
Good days and bad, Lars, but the love is always there.
Have you seen this commercial for Chevy?
More bad days than good?
Some days is when she doesn't even recognize me.
Grandpa's catching up with the family at Christmas time, and Grandma has Alzheimer's, and she's sitting in the corner. When the kids come up to her, she doesn't recognize them. There's no interaction. And unfortunately, that's a scene that too many of us can relate to. So I had a couple of questions about that. And Monica Moreno joins us now from the Alzheimer's Association. Monica, it's John, and you're on WGN. How are you?
Good, John. Nice to be with you today.
Thank you. I had a question about that commercial. You've seen it, I suppose, many times, right?
I have, correct.
I thought, here's my first reaction. I said, this is a false bill of goods. I told Pete and Steve, my friends here, I said, a trip around the block is not going to bring Grandma back. But then I've since read that there are some triggers that sort of mentally, if only temporarily, revive people. Is that your understanding also?
Yeah. So, you know, today we know that there are more than 6 million Americans who are living with this disease. And I can tell you that one of the challenges that we hear from families that they have to confront is how to stay connected and engaged to the person living with the disease as it progresses and communication can become more difficult. You know, so powerful memories of a person's past certainly provides an opportunity to foster connection between the caregiver and that person living with dementia. And it could be a car ride through an old neighborhood that was depicted in the commercial, but it could be something as simple as looking at old photos or listening to music or mm-hmm. art. Really, it's about understanding this person's life experiences, what had brought them joy and what was meaningful to them, and then using that information to be able to engage with that person in every activity. And I think that's kind of the message at the Alzheimer's Association that we always share with caregivers is how do you stay connected to that individual? And it really is centered around person-centered care. And that's where, you know, we provide education to caregivers about what is person-centered care and how do you use that person's life history to really stay, again, engaged and connected to them.
You are the Senior Director of Care and Support at the Alzheimer's Association, so I trust you know about what you speak, of course. But I thought, I understand how music is a trigger for people. I don't understand it, but I'm familiar with that. But does that happen very often where, say, a trip down memory lane, literally in a Chevy, sort of enables that person with Alzheimer's or dementia to begin to be more communicative?
You know, there's been a lot of research that's been done around reminiscence therapy, and it's something that we talk about with caregivers as well as professionals for those who are providing care to someone living in a long-term care community. And reminiscence therapy involves, you know, discussing past events and experiences with that person and really trying to be able to find what can be cognitively stimulating and pleasurable to that individual. And so this type of therapy, again, looks at the person's life experience and uses some of those things to try to trigger that connection. And, you know, a lot of these strategies may not work. You may not get the same result, right, as what you saw in the commercial. And this is what makes Alzheimer's disease so difficult because it impacts each person differently. It's really about finding what works best with the person living with dementia to be able to connect with them. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that this disease is so unpredictable, that's what makes it so complicated, that something that may work today to trigger someone's memory may not work tomorrow. And so for caregivers, it becomes a challenge in trying to figure out, right, what's the best way to connect with that person in the moment? Because that's what matters, especially as the disease progresses, is how do you create these connections in the moment?
And if you have not seen the ad, as they then go through a drive through town, the old high school, the old shop where she first met her husband, et cetera, Grandma sort of becomes revived so that by the time she's back with the family at the Christmas home, she's much more cognitive, if you will. I have not heard of that expression, reminiscence therapy. But, and you know, you said, well, you need to have a conversation with this person about their past. But in that scene, and I think for a lot of people, there's no conversation. One wonders if they're even understanding or hearing. If I sat and talked to Grandma and held up pictures, I don't know if it's getting through or not. But maybe it would, huh?
You know, one of the things that we share with caregivers, as the disease progresses, the way to stay connected is really through the senses, whether it's sight, smell, or sound. Hmm. I can give you just a wonderful story that I had a conversation with a caregiver. Now, her husband was living with younger onset Alzheimer's disease, and they had a very young son at the time. And, you know, her way to stay connected to her husband, who was in the later stage of the disease, who was really not communicative at all, but what she knew about him, this person-centered care, what she knew about him is that he loved to read Harry Potter books. And what she did is she would sit in the evening at night next to him, and she would read Harry Potter with to him and her son. And it was just, I found a beautiful way for her to really foster a deepening connection as a family, even though his disease was to the point where he couldn't communicate, he couldn't read the story with her. He may not have even been able to understand the story, right? But it was really about the connection that was getting built through the experience of reading the book to him and to their son.
So if Grandma or Grandpa really liked apple pie, maybe the odor of a pie, or maybe just looking at photographs, showing them to them. You don't have to maybe drive around town, huh?
Absolutely. You could bake an apple pie to get the smell in the house. You could talk about, you know, what, you know, if this is your grandmother as an example, she used to make the best apple pies at Thanksgiving or the holidays, and talk about the experience that you had with her. It doesn't matter whether the individual is able to communicate back to you. It's really about that emotional connection that you're trying to create between the two of you in that moment.
And one last thing, Monica, if I may, I think this is a valuable conversation, regardless of whether or not a person has dementia or Alzheimer's. Any senior citizen, anybody who's lucky enough to live to 70, 80, 90, 100 would probably benefit from this sort of conversation, right?
Absolutely. You know, I think as humans, right, being connected to others is so extremely important, and whether you have dementia or not. And for those families who are confronted with this disease, you know, they can reach out to the Alzheimer's Association at our helpline at 1-800-272-3900. We have a wealth of information around this topic of staying connected, as well as a lot of other caregiving information.
1-800-272-3900, 800-272-3900. Maybe we'll talk again down the road. This has really been helpful, Monica. Thanks for your thoughts today.
Thank you, John. Take care.
Monica Moreno is the Senior Director of Care and Support at the Alzheimer's Association.